Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 12, verses 46 to 50. Jesus was still talking to the people when his mother and brothers arrived. They stood outside asking to speak with him. So one of the people there said to him, "Look, your mother and brothers and sisters are standing outside and they want to speak with you." Jesus answered, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers and sisters?" Then he pointed to his disciples and said, "Look, here are my mother and my brothers and my sisters. Whoever does what my Father in heaven wants them to do, they are my brother, my sister, and my mother." And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This affirming and rather challenging reading from the Gospel, which we have just heard, reminds me of the prayer of Jesus, that we may all be one, as he is one with his Abba, his Father. This passion of Jesus, "Father, I pray that they may all be one as you and I are one. May they be one in us." This is a very big dream for our world today, where division and fragmentation abound. And sadly, this is the exact opposite of the prayer of Jesus. In today's gospel, Jesus is not putting his mother down, as some would think. No, Jesus is putting us all up, including all, by saying that anyone who does the will of his Father is his mother, sister, brother. This call to be family, to belong to the family of God, is what our hearts crave for, whether we know it or not. Actually, our greatest need, I believe, is to belong. Seems it's an even greater need than to satisfy our hunger for food. The pain of our world is the breakup of family life, which happens in many ways through division and fragmentation, through conflict and violence. And we do not experience then the reality that we were created as one, to be one, to belong to family. When Jesus spoke to the weary in his time, he cried out, "Come to me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest." Notice the dialogue of Jesus was to all. Inclusiveness is not a new phenomenon. Jesus was fully inclusive, inviting all to be his followers, telling his disciples to take care of all. The Good Shepherd went in search of the one lost sheep. 99 was not enough for Jesus. When Jesus healed the woman with the hemorrhage, he called her daughter. Daughter, your faith has saved you. So Jesus knew and cherished the value of family. We are called to be family, as he reminds us in today's gospel. The only condition is that we need to choose, because Jesus, who respects our free will, would never force himself upon anyone. And so he says, "Anyone who does the will of my Father, who chooses to do the will of my Father, is my brother, my sister, my mother." The only time that Jesus seemed to have problems with family was when a person put a family member before God. Anyone who loves mother or father, brother or sister, he said, anyone who loves them more than me is not worthy of me. So for Jesus, life was about priorities. Priorities that he knew would bring peace and harmony. I'm finding it very exciting reading the encyclical of Pope Francis, Laudato Si, which takes us right back into the heart of the gospel. In chapter 2, Francis says, everything is related. We human beings are united as brothers and sisters on a wonderful pilgrimage, woven together by the love of God, the love God has for each of his creatures, and which also unites us in fond affection with brother sun, sister moon, brother river, mother earth. Excuse me. He concludes, the earth is essentially a shared inheritance whose fruits are meant to benefit everyone. What a wonderful world it would be if we lived by this belief that all belong, all are to be one. Imagine the respect and reverence which would replace present attitudes. How often do we know from experience that peace of mind and heart only come when we are reconciled in thought and action? And what is our experience of death? A dying family member seems to be holding on, until the one missing member arrives back into the bosom of the family. No words are required, just presence, family. And then the person who is preparing to face God, to be born into eternal life, just slips quietly away. Family has been reconnected. In today's gospel, Jesus takes us into his own heart, where he reveals to us that all are welcome, all are family, all belong, provided, of course, that we want to belong. He takes us on that inner journey which challenges us to look at our priorities and to know that his longing is for us all to be one. Anyone who does the will of my Father is my brother, my sister, my mother. Let us pray this prayer for all. Let us hear the voice of God as Jesus did. You are my beloved son, daughter, in whom I am well pleased. Blessings in abundance.